I definitely just need a Mac looking at good.
Okay. So, guys, what were we saying?
Yeah, because he's Petra because he didn't kill him. He let himself die.
Okay, that's a simple shot. That's true. That's what Rashi seems to be suggesting. Could we try to explain a little further? So, okay, that's the question. Why is the Nizak, in the case of the Beged, entitled to say that? I'm not going to touch it. When he says that, when it's on his heart, and then ultimately he dies, we say, listen, Shmendrick, you should have taken it off. Well, why'd you leave it there? It's your fault, not the Mazik's fault. But over here, we're saying, oh, the fact that he left it there, that's okay.
Because in one case...
Ahead of ourselves. I just want to distinguish those two cases.
Okay, fine. In the case of putting the coin, if he doesn't take it off, eventually he's going to die, right?
Right.
So
therefore he's chayiv. I mean, I'm not chayiv anymore.
Yeah, therefore he's chayiv because
he allowed himself to be killed.
Because he's enabling the consequences to happen.
Good.
But in the case of the shirt,
it's not the same way.
In the case of the shirt, he's not. If he just sits there, nothing bad will happen to him.
Yeah, he's gonna lose his shirt.
No, but he gets the same shirt again.
But there's a question.
No, but that's still a hezek. I mean, that's a loss.
It's not a loss because he ends up, the consequences are he ends up with the exact same thing.
I mean,
that's
the question is why? Why is that different than
the case?
Whereas
in the case of he just lies there, he's going to die.
I don't understand. Isn't that someone, he only going to wind up with it because now you're making me chayev.
Right. So, yes.
The question is why you chayev.
There's no pain to him, nothing bad happens to him. In the end of the day, he can end up with the exact same shirt he had.
And therefore he's allowed to do that?
Yeah. Did he breathe and burn it on fire?
It's insured.
I
don't understand why he should have to. Why it's his responsibility to put it out? Because if he
let's say I have life insurance, am I allowed to kill myself?
You don't end up with the same.
Am I allowed to kill myself?
Life insurance isn't ending up with the same life. The shirt insurance is you end up with the exact same shirt back. He goes to this room with the same shirt.
But that's only because the other party is responsible.
Yeah, exactly. The question is, why is the other party responsible if in the case, the first case he's not responsible?
Isn't it?
I don't understand that.
Isn't that the question?
Restating the facts.
No, I'm not. I'm saying that...
You're saying I'm chayev in the case where I burn your shirt because you get another shirt. You only get another shirt because I'm chayev.
Right.
And in the other case...
Circular reason.
Isn't that circular?
But I'm saying it's different cases because I'm differentiating between the cases.
What's the difference?
We know that in one case you put them in one's chayav. That's given. I'm asking why is that so? Why is it in the case where the stone is on my chest and I don't do anything? Because the burden shifts to you.
The burden shifts from the mazik to the nizak.
Fine. Why does it shift in the case where it's on my body as opposed to on my shirt?
Because now there's actual consequences involved.
But that's
what does that mean? Why are there no consequences when it's my shirt being burnt?
Because you're not.
Why can I turn to you and say, listen, now you owe me.
At the end of the day, the halacha is that you're
answering with the result that we've given already.
Right. We
can't do that.
Imagine you don't know the result.
Right. We want to know what should be the result.
How do you get?
What should the result be? Forget about what the Gemara says now. If I give you these two cases, would you say, oh yeah, it's very intuitive. In this case, you're chayav, in this case, you're potter? We wouldn't necessarily say that. Don't they appear to be similar? You understand what I'm asking?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Okay. Yes, Yona?
This is where Rashi comes in to say that if he leaves the burning ember on his chest, it's because he wanted to get a new shirt.
What I think we're saying, without getting into the exact reason... First step here is to acknowledge that apparently, on some level, the Nizak, once he's put in peril, once his person is put in jeopardy, he's automatically chayev to act, right? And once he doesn't act, now the chiyuv shifts to him. Well, the reason why you died, Mr. Nizak, is because you failed to exercise or you failed to act. In the manner which is appropriate for someone who's put in jeopardy. You didn't do what you were supposed to do to save yourself. Right? You didn't follow through with the normal acts of the person who appreciates the importance of self-preservation. And that's your obligation. The obligation is to do whatever you can to save yourself. You didn't do that, that's your chayav now, so to speak. You assume the risk. You assume the loss. But when it comes to the property, apparently we don't see that. Now, Avram wants to give perhaps a reason why that's so. Why is it so? You know, sanctity of life being what it is, that maybe self-preservation trumps everything else. As opposed to where there's property involved, and I'm not necessarily charged with having to risk harm to save my property. All right, that could be, we don't know that. But I'm saying as a basic start to distinguish between these two cases, when you shift the responsibility to the Nizak, it can only be if the Nizak didn't do something he was supposed to do. And if you're telling me he's responsible in one case and not in the other case, apparently there is this obligation to do what you can to save yourself from harm. And if you don't do it, then you're culpable. So we're going to be chayav you. In the case of property, apparently you don't find that. You don't find that you have to do whatever you can to save your property. A guy could say, listen, you know what? All right, I'll let it burn and I'll take him to Bezin. I'll get a new one. He's not taken to task for that. Why? Because apparently there is no such obligation. That's a Torah principle. The Torah principle that a person has to do whatever he can to.
Yeah, but is there a Torah principle that you don't have to save yourself? Or you don't save your property?
A person's supposed to do whatever they can to keep themselves healthy, to keep themselves safeguarded, to keep themselves protected. And the Shmartim Me'odas Nasho Seichem, not supposed to do anything to endanger yourself. So you have a chance to. Even when it comes to going to a doctor, a person is supposed to avail himself of whatever medical treatment is available, for the most part, right? That the doctor is given a certain ability to be able to channel God's wisdom and help people, and therefore a person is actually supposed to go to an individual that's in a position to help him. You don't necessarily find that. A person is obligated to do whatever he can to save his wheelbarrow. He has the right to say, okay, you know, I'll let the wheelbarrow go the way of all wheelbarrows. Yeah, you had a question?
No.
Comment? So, who's reading? Avi, will you read?
No, Tanya was.
Who? Oh, Dr. J, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Please. Carry on.
Al-Bigdo? Al-Bigdo, yeah?
Okay.
Al-Bigdo, Minister of Chayim. Amar Rava, the Raya Tanenhi.
So, again, some say Tarvayu, some say Travayu. Either way, it means the same thing. It means both. Both what? Both the first case and the second case.
They taught it on concerning the.
No, these cases have been taught. We have teachings elsewhere which bear out what the rule should be in these two cases. You right?
Yeah.
Of the flame on the guy's chest and of the flame on
the flame on his chest and the flame on his clothing.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Al libo d'tanan kavash alav l'toch ha'or o l'toch ha'mayim ve'eino yachol la'alos misham v'ameis chayav. So
what's the case?
They taught concerning the phrase on his heart, and so they taught he pressed him, pushed him into the water or into the fire, or the fire in the water, and he's not able to get out of there, and he dies. The one who pushed him is Chayav. Dechafo לתוך האור או לתוך המים ויכול לעלות משם והמת פטור. He pushed him into the water, into the fire, into the water, and he can get out of there, from there, but he died, but he doesn't, and he dies. The one who pushed him is patur.
Okay, good. So which case does that one support you?
The one where he's puts it on his chest and he.
All right, not the Albigdo case, the Alibo case.
Alibo, yeah.
Question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I was going to say. So if you push somebody off a gangplank into the water, is that considered? Is that considered like the fellow has no option of getting you know, of returning to land because you're 5 miles out in sea?
It's a game plan.
So you mean is that like is holding that him down?
Yeah, exactly. Is that considered holding him down, or if you did, or is this a matter of pushing him into the pit?
Well, perhaps probably a little bit more removed. No.
What do you mean?
I'm saying that that's
it's a radical case because like you use the word game plank.
No, it's a, that's a case of like Grom. He doesn't die right away, right? He dies when he can't swim anymore.
Yeah, so he dies a minute or
but
two.
But here it's different. He's holding the guy submerging his head underwater.
Okay, so that so that's okay. So the case of pushing him into the
Grama.
Which case?
Grama.
Grom and Ezekiel is Potter. He was trying to show that both of these cases are borne out elsewhere. The first one, in terms of Lebo, the Gemara brings a proof from the case of holding someone under the water, holding him into the fire. Now the Gemara is going to show you, oh, what about the case of Igdo?
Karah et kasuti shavor et kati chaya. If the one says to the other, the Nizak says to the Mazik, break, tear my clothing, or break my pitcher, he's chaya. Al menat liftor, patur. So, but if he says, break or a tear, break, al menat liftor, on condition that I will patur you, patur.
Okay, let's stop there for a second. Right. Anyone have a problem with this comparison?
This one to the case of
which
the
one?
Shirt?
Yeah.
The big dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, the big deal comparison.
Oh,
yeah.
You have a problem with the comparison? Are they really comparable? Are these two cases really comparable?
Well, in one case, person B, the Mazik, is just going actively of his own accord. There's not even any speech on person A part whatsoever.
Okay.
I mean, you could at least have the
which case are you talking about? Instead of saying one
the big
case.
Deal.
They're both big deal cases.
In the case
Big Do, you mean he niach gachelas al Big Do.
In the case where the mazik puts the ember on the guy's shirt, versus he says
he niach lo gachelas al Big Do yunisra.
Yeah, right? So B is acting completely of his
right.
B is acting completely of his own accord.
Okay.
In one, whereas
on his uninvited
accord.
Right.
Whereas in the other case, there is the hafamina that he should be
nice.
Potter.
Right. Now, in that case, at least there's room to reason that what?
He was told to do it.
He's told to do it. So, okay, we could clarify. Does that matter? Does it not matter? Is he chayv? Is he not chayv? Maybe there's a
pitur. He doesn't even know the halacha. So, therefore it's like, almost like a case of trickery.
But whatever the factor is, the point is that he was invited to this
act.
Damage, right? Yeah. He was invited into the damage. Yeah. And he was asked to do it, if you will. Right. Maybe he wasn't forced to do it, but he was definitely asked to do it. So once he's asked to do it, isn't there more of a havmina to assume that he might be potter than the case where the guy, like Yonah said, the guy just comes along and does it. And they'll say, oh, it's like that case. What do you mean it's like the case? The guy says, krok susi. Right? All right, so that we have to try to explain that. Let's go a little further.
Where is it? I'm going to ask about it. And by Rabba,
No. Is that we're up to? I'm sorry. That's we're up to?
Yeah.
No, let's leave that. Let's leave that case for now. Let's leave that case for now.
So the last sentence here is Almanas Lepatur Patur.
Almanas Liptar.
Oh, Liptar Patur.
Right. What's that case? That's what I thought we were.
Yeah, that's where
we did we do that?
That's we got to the last time.
Did we read it? Yeah, so what's that case?
If he says you'll be put there if you rip.
Says, do me a favor, listen, why don't you rip my shirt and you'll be put there. I see you having a rough day. Why don't you come over here, rip my shirt, you'll feel better, and you'll be put there. Right? You can see selling saying that to the guy.
Sure.
Listen, I see you have a little bit of aggression today. You look a little aggressive, so you need a little bit of an outlet. Why don't you break these pitchers and you won't have to pay me.
Yep.
So the guy says that obviously you're going to be potter.
Yep.
You're giving him the license to do what you're telling him. Not potter. You're telling him that you don't view it as a damage. I don't call it damage. I'm telling you you can use my property in this way. You're allowed to do that. You're the Bailam. Bailam have the right to do that. But what about the first case? First case, well, you don't say that. You just tell him, oh, come and do it. So you're always trying to bring proof from that what? And just like Yechayev over there, so too what?
By the case of the ember on the guy's beged, uninvited.
Ember on the beged.
Uninvited ember on the
beged. Uninvited ember on the beged. That what? That you'll be Chayev. Madoch Yechayev over here, so too Yechayev over there.
Okay, so it makes sense though.
Yeah, it wasn't clear. Maybe I misstated the question. In other words, by the case of Krok Susi, you tell a guy, rip my shirt. I told you to rip my shirt. So there's a hav minute to say what? That you should be potter to pay. Right? Because
yep.
I told you to do it. Or I asked you to do it. So there's a chiddush, if you will, to say that you're chayev. That's a chiddush. Right? I mean, I might not know that. Okay. I say, come rip my shirt. So the Gemara tells me, okay, you're chayev in that case.
So no, okay.
A second, slow. So you're chayev in that case. But over here, like you said, you didn't do anything to invite the damage. A guy just comes along and puts a coal on your shirt. Why would I think that you're not chayev?
Yeah, okay, fine. So, so what you're trying to say is, in the case of the uninvited ember on the beged, there should be a havamina that says that the uninvited guy really is putter.
In which case?
The uninvited ember on the beged.
The other way. In the case of the invited ember.
Yes, then there's definitely a havamina that the guy, that the mazik is putter.
Right.
Okay.
So now the Gemara says, okay, I'll tell you what the answer to that question is, because look, we learned it elsewhere by this case. What's this case? Well, you invite me. Right? Am I saying it wrong?
So the question is, how do you compare this? So they're learning it.
Right, so in Chosh Mishpah we find halacha that if a person wants to say to his friend, come and eat with me, Shemesh HaDeshin says that based on this Gemara, and the Ramah paskens that way, that person really is a chiyuv to pay the Baal HaSuda. He doesn't have the right to assume it's a matana. You're right, if he says to him some lashon that would imply that it's a gift, then he has that right. It's similar to the case where he says, rip my shirt, amanas liftar. But unless he says amanas liftar, it's not that you don't have a basis for that assumption. Well, when Rabba says if you put something on the guy's shirt and it burns, that you're chayev, right?
Yep.
Did you have a havmina otherwise? What's no. The havmina?
There is no havmina. You should obviously the guy.
Well, no, there's a havmina. The guy's there. He's going to take him off the shirt.
But that's why Rashi comes to say.
Well, forget about Rashi. I'm just saying, as far as the Gemara is concerned. So,
if you were just to tell me the case, I wouldn't be sure if it was a beautiful.
You would not be sure.
I wouldn't be sure if it would be. If I wouldn't be sure if you'd be completely liable.
Why?
Just based off not knowing any Gemara.
Yeah, not knowing any Gemara.
Yeah, I would say if I burn your hat and you're sitting right here, you could easily just.
You would think I have. You have to do that. You think you have to do that.
I think it's as much responsible.
So that's the Kamashmal. That's the Chiddush. So just like there's a chiddush over there by Kraus Ksusi, he says that you want to say there's a chiddush over here too. Is that what you're saying?
No.
You're not saying that.
I was just explaining havamina.
Right, but you're saying just like there's a havamina in the other case by Kraus Ksusi, you want to say there's also a havamina over here.
Right, yeah.
Just like there's a havamina to say there should be potter.
I think there's a havamina.
There's a havamina in both cases.
Yeah.
The truth is, based on what we said earlier, there should be a havamina here.
The same thing.
Based on what we're saying over here, by the killing, by the goof case, maybe you'd say that there's reason to believe I have to save my property also.
Ah, I see.
Right? Oh, kamash mal, no. That only extends to your person. It doesn't extend to your property.
And the way we learn that it only extends to the person, not the property, is this third
case. The next case.
Which is the one about Kriyaksiv. I mean,
I'm saying, yeah. Well, Kraus Ksusi teaches me the rule over here, but I'm saying you see that they're analogous in the sense that they both have havaminas, that you should be potter, meaning you, the mazik, should be potter from. But in both cases, kamash malon, no. Kamash malon, in the second case, that you're chayev, because he didn't say Almanas Liftar. And Kamashma in the first case that you're chayev because there is no obligation on the part of the Nizak to save himself from damages when it comes to property. That's a good, it is a good comparison. Okay, well, I mean, we'll stop here for today. Tomorrow, I'd like to pick up with some additional investigations into this general idea that when you tell a person, do X, Y, and Z to me, and you'll be putter, it only works if you frame it that way. But if you just say it without saying, I'm an athlifter, that you're not putter. Okay? So we then will continue with that tomorrow.